Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
Live, online, streaming countrywide on the 702 app.
DSTV channel 856, 92.7 and 106 FM.
10 minutes it is, past 5 o'clock. Let's now understand the impact of the new COVID-19 variant that has been identified in South Africa. This hour, we hope to speak to Dr. Ben Kagina from the University of Cape Town, just to understand the, I suppose, medical elements to this new variant, Omicron, as it has been dubbed by the World Health Organization. The 6th of December, this Monday, is going to be the last matriculation exam to be written by those sitting the National Senior Certificate Examinations. To understand the impact of this variant on the Department of Basic Education, let's speak to its Chief Director of Communications, Elijah Mhlanga. Elijah, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Africa, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Your department, no doubt, was concerned following the announcement from the Minister of Health on Thursday regarding, of course, this new variant that has been identified by South African scientists.
Yeah, we're concerned. You know, we have already gone through a lot as a sector. We've lost a lot in terms of teaching and learning time and days as well. So any announcement to this effect would worry us a lot. But the president did not announce anything that would warrant us having to make any changes. So we'll continue to implement the health and safety protocols in schools and hope that we don't see an increase in schools.
Have you received any reports from the schools across the country in terms of increases in number of either teachers or learners reporting positive results for COVID-19?
Well, the cases are there, but fortunately we've basically come to the end of the school year. So what is happening now is that teachers and schools are busy with their assessment reports. So they are concluding the work that was done, having finished all the assessments and tests that learners were writing for the end of the year. So even if a teacher were to be absent, the others would be able to do the work that needs to be done, which has been marking until last week. And from now, it's basically putting together that information. So there is no teaching taking place right now that even if a learner were to be absent from school, it wouldn't worry us that much. In fact, if they were to be in isolation, that would help because it would also allow the teachers to continue to do what they want to do. So we've come to the end of the year and that type of time where, you know, even if learners were not to make it because of emergencies, it shouldn't become a big crisis as such because teachers are rushing to finish everything because we're closing in the next 10 days or so.
I totally understand that. But have you received any indications that, particularly in the province of Gauteng, where we have up to 80% of the new cases reported in a 24-hour period, where there have been reports of teachers or learners that have tested positive for COVID-19?
They are there. I mean, even learners, even yesterday, we're getting indications that even among the learners that are writing matric exams, some of them having to go to write at the Baragwanath Center, where the Gauteng government has created a space for learners to go and write exams. So even among learners, we are getting parents who say, what do we do now because our learners have tested positive during exams at matric level. So the indications are that the gradual increase, things are not the same anymore as in the past weeks, but you can see that something is starting to happen.
Okay. Otherwise, matric exams wise, as I said, the last exam is going to be set on the 6th of December. Everything has gone well?
Yeah, so far so good. And we're happy that we've come to this point without any major challenges. In fact, we believe that the most challenging parts in the exams are behind us because all the big papers have been written and all the high enrollment subjects are behind us now. So we're happy. Afrikaans, English, those are big enrollment, but they are just the third papers that have been written. And once we get to that point, then we know that we are very close to the end. And we are relieved that this time around we didn't encounter any big wiring challenges as we saw last year. So we are happy.
Elijah, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Good luck, of course, to the matric class of 2021 with the remaining exams. Elijah Mhlanga is the Director of Communications at the Department of Basic Education.